this world is huge and can be pretty harsh sometimes, which makes it easy to hide. It's pretty easy to hide in high school too, especially as one of hundreds of students. It's simple. Just slide down into your seat, turn in all of your homework assignments on time, and make sure that you don't talk unless you absolutely have to. But some classes make that just a little bit more difficult than others, like choir class. And I remember one day, I was in choir class, and we were just getting ready for our annual Christmas concert. We were singing some Christmas songs, and we needed a short solo voice. The problem was that none of us could hit the high note, though. Out of pure frustration, my choir teacher, Mr. Kent, looked at Carrie, the girl next to me. Think about the quietest person in your class. Probably don't know too much about them. Sometimes you might forget their name. They just blend in. That person was Carrie. Mr. Kent looked at Carrie and said, "Carrie, why don't you give this a try?" And immediately she shut her music, sat down, and looked at the ground. Her face flushed red from the embarrassment. Finally, Carrie gave in. She stood up, opened her music, the chord played, and she began to sing. We all listened, because out of the mouth of someone who we had never heard speak came the sweetest sounding soprano voice imaginable. But as quickly as she stole the spotlight, she vanished. She closed her music, sat back down. We all asked her, we encouraged her, we begged her, we just pleaded. We wanted her to sing that solo so badly. She had a beautiful voice, but she silenced it. You know, the world is huge. It can be pretty dark sometimes. I wonder what it would look like if more people chose to shine their light instead of hiding it. The world is pretty silent sometimes too. I wonder what it would sound like if more people like Carrie chose to use their voices instead of silencing them. But I can think of one place where we definitely don't silence our voices. Who in here has been to an FFA camp? Let me hear you. Woo! That's right. That is just one way that we as FFA members can be pushed out of our comfort zone. Something necessary for us to shine. You see, shining is simple. It's being authentic, confident, and real. You know, it doesn't matter a whole lot what others think of you, but it matters a whole heck of a lot what you think of you. Until you decide to just be your real self, you can't shine. And camps have this way of, through workshops and through activities and bunking in cabins, to help you let your light shine. You know, I don't think that Carrie thought she had a bad voice. In fact, I think she knew she had an awesome voice. But what scared Carrie is that when she was out front letting her light shine like she did in choir class, her voice would be applauded, no doubt, but everything else would be judged. See, if they know the real me, if I show people the real me, then they'll have opinions of me, and I'm scared of other people's opinions. Better to hide. Better stay silent. You know, Carrie's right. If you're out front and you're shining, people are going to have their opinions. There's no doubt about that. No doubt at all. And you know what? You may not like those opinions, but that isn't the point. See, hiding your light has never done anyone any good. It may help you avoid just a little bit of disappointment, but until you realize that you have to let your light shine, you'll never be able to be your real self. And I know sometimes shining your light can be pretty tough. Life can make it actually pretty hard. You know, one of those tough times for me, one of those times that my light didn't always shine, was my junior year of high school. Because by September, my dad was halfway through his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. For those of you that have dealt with cancer in your lives, you know exactly what that means. But for those of you that haven't, it means weeks of radiation and chemotherapy treatments, pain medication, special diets, changes in emotion, crazy personalities, long trips to cold doctor's offices, a hospital bed in the living room, and watching someone who was once incredibly strong need a walker, then a wheelchair, just to move. I wasn't myself. My light didn't shine. Into the spring, as my dad's physical condition got worse, so did my attitude. When he lost physical strength, I lost emotional strength. My light certainly didn't shine. My dad lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. A few days later, I was in a funeral home lobby. I was in a very dark place. And then something happened that would brighten my day. 9 individuals wearing blue jackets walked through the doorway. They didn't care about appearances and formalities, what flowers were sent from whom. They didn't care what I looked like. They just cared about me. Because they chose that day not to hide their light, but instead to be genuine and just let their personalities shine, they had an incredible impact, a tremendous impact on me. It's been said that when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. And I don't know if they knew it that day. I'm pretty sure they didn't. But that day in that funeral home, they gave me the permission to let my light shine again. How can you let your light shine brightly for others? How can you let your light shine so brightly that others can use it to find their way out of the dark? What is it that makes FFA great? My simple answer, we can take any member from anywhere, any day, and give them the opportunity to let their light shine. This jacket can be custom tailored to fit any student that wants to wear it. And the best part is that the redneck, the emo kid, the band geek, the weirdo, the failure, the city boy, the farm girl, the welder, the shop kid, the 15-year-old freshman, and the 18-year-old senior, they all put on this very jacket together. And when you come to an event like this, you stand together. And you say in your opening ceremonies why it is that you're here together, and you say it proudly. And you laugh together, and you learn together, and you lead together, and you smile together, and you let your light shine together. FFA members, the greatest part about FFA is that we ignite a passion in every student, and we offer them the opportunity to let their light shine. FFA members, let your light shine brightly for others.